All right, welcome to the Career Report. Hey, every single day we break down what's happening in today's job market, and we are just, 8 days away from Christmas. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, this is the show for directors, VPs, and executives who know they're capable of more, but you might be stuck, you might feel you're underpaid, underutilized in your career, but if that's you, you're in the right place. Hey, every week we break down what's actually happening in the executive job market. And today we are going to do the same. We are Tim and Christina Madden. Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing, Christina?
I'm good. You know, what's funny. I was just thinking we do this more often than like date night. I was thinking I need to bring like a candlelight. We need to do a career report dinner date. This is my time to see Tim today.
Yeah. Hey, as you get busier, life gets more hectic, you know? That's just the way it is. So whether if you're a corporate exec, I get it. It's a lot to juggle, right? When we talk about work-life balance, it's like you got kids, you got after-school activities. I called Derek on our enrollment team who's worked with us for a long time, and we're chatting it up yesterday, and he was like, hey, I'm getting my daughter in the car and we're going to this. And life is busy. That's why it just goes to show you have to prioritize all the things that's important every single day. Otherwise, you blink. And it's December 31st and the year has just passed you by. It's wild how that works, huh?
Yeah, especially during the holidays. I know the moms are frantic. They got to do their Sam's Club food overhaul. They got to bake the cookies. We got a new playroom for the little man getting built up with his bookshelves today. Everybody's rushing around, and it's that holiday pressure vibes. But that's kind of ties into what we're talking about a little bit. Tim, we made an Instagram post yesterday. By the way, if you guys don't follow us on Instagram and you need some facts, but also a lot of funny humor, head on over to the Instagram handle, Executive Career Upgrades, and give us a follow. But yesterday we talked about why, and I want to pick your brain, Tim, because I'm not up to date on this stat, but why is it taking so long to get hired? It's like the waiting by the phone turns into a 4-month process, right? This 1 month, 30-day turnaround thing that we're used to, 4-week cycles, it just seems like they're gone. And I just want to talk a little bit about that today, because I want our clients to be prepared in a couple of ways, like to not have all their eggs in one basket, you know, and then get behind and get ghosted, but to really buckle up and be prepared for a hiring cycle taking a little longer. But what can they be looking out for with this?
Yeah, great question. I'm sorry, I was clicking away because I was trying to pull a data for you, because there's stuff everywhere, right? But I just want to let you know, from another top Fortune 500 executive search firm, they say that executive level job search right now are taking 4 to 9 months on average in 2025, some up to 12 months. But I think that this has nothing to do with the market. We held a training for people not in our programs yesterday, Christina. About 100 people showed up, and we had one of our clients on there. And I just have to, you know, these are me and you know the results, you know, that our clients get. But this is a person, her name is Lisette. She was unemployed for 18 months. 18 months, she went on like 4 interviews. She wasn't sure what she was targeting. She wasn't sure what she was doing. She didn't know how to get on interviews. The couple she went on, she didn't know how to handle them. And she blinked and 18 months went by. We worked together for 90 days. She got a 40K increase. She got, you know, a sign-on bonus. And we're not paying for relocation. How many times did you turn that? We're not paying for relocation. And we got relocation added. So it's like, I feel like the level it's going to take you, like if you want to know how long it's going to take you to get your next role, you just, some people it's going to be quick, some people it's going to be longer. And it's determining based on one thing, their skill of landing a job, because it is a skill that has nothing to do with sales, marketing, finance. It doesn't have to do with you being a great product person. It has nothing to do where you went to school. It is a new skill. And I don't think people realize that. And that's why some people, right, get jobs in 45 days, 60 days, 90 days, and other people, it's been 2 years. And another stat says this, companies are filling, on average, executive roles. Are you ready? They're filling them in 60 days. Companies are filling executive roles in 60 days on average, not Facebook or Google, where they want to meet with you a million times for 16 weeks. But the average companies out there, they're making hiring decisions inside 60 days. If that's not happening to you, something is wrong. And we can only blame the market for so long. The market, the recruiters, I get it. What are you? You're just going to blame them for 18 months and then be like, man, it's been 18 months, right? You have to skill up. So long-winded answer. I'm sorry, Christina.
Well, I'm just worried about people like who we talked to the other day. I think it was an attorney who says like, hey, you know, I just got my severance or whatever. Maybe you got a decent severage and a separation package. And so I'm just going to coast and sort of, uh-oh, you're going to hear the text dinging that you hate. I think, well, wait, it worked. I silenced it. It worked.
Sweet.
Or no, wait, maybe Lauren has my phone and silenced it. But so I'm just going to coast until March, Tim, and then I'll start looking around because I'm kind of comfy cozy. And those are the folks that I'm worried about, you know, because they don't have the skill set, like you're saying, the job search skill set. So you're already behind.
Man, and the job search skill set is so loaded. That's such a overwhelming way to say like 100 things that you need to know. And I want to provide more clarity on this. I'm talking to him because I met him. I'm working out at the gym. We're getting ready for our workout, right? And he was like, I overheard him talking to someone else. He was like, man, I just lost my job. This is a mergers and acquisitions attorney, right? He seemed defeated even saying it, you know, he's like, oh, and I was like, man, I was like, you're in luck, Tim Motivation, right? Hey, I own the fastest growing organization that does this. Let's schedule some time together. So I talked to him a couple days ago and yeah, he got a 12-month severance package, which is impacting his mindset already because he thinks he has 12 months. He's like, oh, I got 12 months. I'm like, you know, and he talked about, you know, people are so fearful to start. And he was like, you know, I think I'm going to start in January. I think I'm going to start in March. I think I'm going to write or whatever. And it was like, imagine this. He's not even clear on the date he's going to start. I said, do you know what you're going to target yet? I'm not sure. I'm not like, just like, man, when you have fear and anxiety, I want to say this to you again, you need to have courage. A lot of people think, here's what happens. When they push something off because they're scared, that's the comfortable thing to do. But comfort kills. That's what we say in the military. So he was like, you know, he was talking about fear and anxiety. And I told him, you know, the only way that you can take care of that fear and anxiety. He was like, no, how? You take action. You take action, man.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of people are using the severance pay as like a safety net when really great. Hey, get back to work, man. Nothing good happens when you're not at work having a purpose. We know many people who have lots of money, who have done exits of companies with lots of money. Within 30 days, they're like, all right, it's time to do something purposeful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm happy for people who got a severance and they feel like not comfortable because, you know, comfort kills, but I'm glad for people who get that, mm-hmm. right? Because now you're not wondering where your mortgage payment and your next meal is coming from. But at the same time, use it as just a luxury in the background, a supportive luxury, and keep moving because that's what it's going to take to have the job by the time that, you know, you'll be running out of that severance pretty quick. We talk to people all the time that waited until it was almost gone. And now it's a big, big problem. And your fear and anxiety doubles, triples, quadruples once that happens. So that's what we're talking about today. After we wrap up here and I log on with our clients, we're talking about your internal algorithm. Like what thoughts and emotions are really driving your actions? If it's, oh, I'm just going to wait and I'm just comfortable and whatever, I'm a little nervous to start. If those are your thoughts, boy.
It's tough. It's tough to overcome that. You need to be taking unreasonable amounts of action. Do you know the funny thing? Every person I know that makes a bunch of money, ladies and gentlemen, takes unreasonable amounts of action. Here's what I mean by that. You know, I always bring up this story. We have Megan, who's been on our advising team for a long time now, just a great friend of mine as well. She, her stepdad is a investment banker for Morgan Stanley. This guy, he makes a lot of money. He's very unreasonable. I was at their house one time. for Thanksgiving dinner, the day before Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving Eve. And at that time I owned a recruiting company, and he said, you know, what do you do, Tim? I was like, I own a recruiting company. I know someone who was just looking for a recruiting company. We're talking about 6 a.m. Thursday, you know, Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. He was like, I'm going to call him. And I'm like, okay. He calls him.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. the day before Thanksgiving. So he calls him. The guy doesn't answer. Hey, this is Rich. Hey, I got a guy who can help you. Call me back. He calls him again. And then when he called him again, I was like, it's all good, man. You know,
no,
connect with him. Exactly. And then the guy didn't answer. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, he called him again. And he was like, hey, John, I have Tim Madden here. He's a friend of my daughter's. He owns a recruitment company. He's successful. He can help you. I know you were looking for this. Hey, talk to him now. Because here's why. People are unreasonable about solving problems and helping people. And that's why they get paid the most. Mm-hmm. That's just how they get paid the most. But still, you're thinking, oh, I'm not going to get a hold of those people that I interviewed with. I don't want to be too pushy. Too pushy about what? You know you're the solution and they have problems. What are we being pushy about?
Mm-hmm. What I love about that is that's probably just a characteristic of who he is now. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
Who he is. Just like if you go in a room with Grant Cardone, you're on a cruise with him, and it's time to like play poker or something. No, he doesn't even want to be in a room with you. And this guy's a billionaire. It doesn't need any money right now, you know, but his mindset is like, if we're not doing business together, I don't even want to play this game with you. Like, we're talking business, we're talking whatever. And I know that's, I know, you know, kind of like, it's to some people, that's an extreme way of being. And if you know who I'm talking about, you definitely know he's an extremist in that way. But these are the behaviors of the ultra successful at every level, is being willing to take massive action and always have your goals at the forefront of the conversation.
Yeah, even without the perfect plan. You know, we talk to people that are running out of money. They have no severance. They're worried about their bills. And they're literally not doing any single thing. They're applying for one job a day. Mm-hmm. Right? Hey, last week I applied for 3 jobs. It's like,
rookie
man.
Rookie numbers.
This is the biggest problem in your life, you're telling me. And you're dedicating 20 minutes a week. You know, massive action solves everything. Even if you don't know what you were doing in a job search, if you committed 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, ladies and gentlemen, you're gonna get somewhere. You are, right? Having a plan is obviously tremendously better in structure and accountability and things like that. But massive action solves, you know, a lot of problems. That's why the most talented person, right, doesn't always win. It's the person who puts in the most work. And you can see that across sports, football, entrepreneurship. I saw you had my Steven Spielberg post up, Christina, where I heard about his story today, man. Steven Spielberg. Man, guys, if you want to be inspired, look at highly successful people and how they got there. Steven Spielberg was a student in college. He would go on the Hollywood studios tour every day. He'd sneak off. He'd act like he worked there. He'd go and talk to directors, producers. He'd wave at the security guards. He was there so much, they didn't know he didn't work there. He started to show up in a suit with a briefcase, waving at the security guard who would let him come in. This is crazy. You want to talk about being bold? I mean, he was trespassing, but this guy saw an open office. He literally put his name on the office. It's wild. Then he pitched himself to the head of production for Hollywood Studios one day and got a movie deal. But check this out. I love the way success works, because his first movie, it won some like indie awards and stuff, but it went to the box office and it flopped. I'm sure that probably hurt his confidence. But then guess what movie number 2 was? Are you ready? Have you guys heard of a movie called Jaws? In the 70s, it grossed $60 million and he went on to do E.T. And, you know, you still the Transformers, all the movies today. Steven Spielberg, you know, kept showing up at Hollywood Studios on a free tour. Man, trying to network with people. And you guys are scared to go to network at networking events, right? Let alone trying to freaking secretly, you know, get into an area and get
known. Do you remember when Jesse Itzler sold Jennifer Lopez a Jet membership and he didn't even have a jet yet? Absolutely. Real story. Real story. You don't have to have a perfect plan. You don't have to have a seat at the table. You just go on up and you make yourself a seat. Jim, thank you for your post about personal experiences. And thank you for saying that, Jim, because I always wonder, just right when I think, did we talk too much about our personal experiences? Somebody says, thank you for sharing the Power of Positive Thinking book. Yes.
Yeah, I've read that book so many times, Jim. I read that book while I was going through officer training, going through some tough times, questioning, what am I doing there? Why am I here? It's a long-winded story, so I'll save it for this. But hey, you got to manage your thoughts. That's actually all of the books I'm reading right now, every single day. Christina yesterday was like, why are you ordering so many books? Where are you going to put these books? I literally went to ChatGPT and I was like, hey, give me the best books on managing your thoughts. And it was like these, and I just ordered them all.
Did you order The Fearless Executive by Christina Madden, How to Manage Your Thoughts? Because you could condense all those books into one short little punchy playbook here. Head on over to Amazon, The Fearless Executive, you're the High Performer's Guide to Managing Your Thoughts, Controlling Your Emotions, and Implementing Life-Changing Actions. Especially when it relates specifically to the job search, folks.
Mm-hmm. You got to manage your, it's a lot, I'm sorry, but you're the ones who want to get paid the big bucks, right? You're the one who wants to lead sales organization, drive hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue, right? Help people scale through growth and operations. I'm sorry, it's not easy. You got to manage your thoughts. You got to have time management, right? You got to be able to overcome rejection. You got to be taking action when you don't feel like it, which is most days, right?
So Tim, if somebody was just tuning in for the first time and they're like, oh, holy smokes, I better go take some unreasonable action, but they've never even, you know, they just got the severance, whatever, they just got let go, just tuned in for the first time, what would be a massive first action step when they sign off the podcast today?
Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast so you can make your life easier. Because if you want to accomplish something in your life, you need three things, okay? You need a system. You need a process or a system in any aspect of life. You need that. Number two, humans need accountability. They need some type of support system, community, et cetera. If you look through hundreds and hundreds of years, this is to be true. And number three, you got to have the want. If you have those three things, you will accomplish anything. Now, the only thing we can't help you with, you got to have the want. You have to have the want, right? It's hard to climb these corporate ladders and it's very competitive. But if you do have the want, we have the system and the accountability for you. And I believe that that's what you need. And let's be honest, Christina, 59% of people that are out there right now at these higher levels have advisors helping them with things that we do here in Exec Upgrade. So if you don't have it, you're well behind the curve because you're competing against people that do. That would be my best advice. And I mean, if you look at the laws of success, I'm reading that book again by Napoleon Hill, the number one law of success. They call it a mastermind in the 1920s, but it's essentially, a system very similar to Executive Upgrades. It's the ultimate hack to life. Why would you try to do something that you've never done before at a level that you've never achieved? Michael Jordan has coaches. Kobe Bryant had coaches. LeBron James spends $1 million on coaches and advisor per year. There's a reason that they're the best at what they do. They invest in themselves.
It's to the point now where every single day, I reach out to multiple experts every single day. I do. And it's funny, I just now realized that. I just now really kind of realized that over the years. I'll reach out to probably Casey Shipp today. I'm going to talk to her about my hormones. I'll reach out to Alex, who is amazing at graphics. I'll reach out to somebody in marketing. Like I want to talk to people who know more about things because I can't be good at everything, right? And that's the same for you guys. You can't be in the job search and show up as the best candidate while also trying to be some sort of job search expert. So definitely head on over there and book a call with the team and uncover like what's really holding you back, which is probably multiple things, and get a solution in place. This is what will nix the stress and anxiety because you'll have a plan, right? So all right, y'all, I'm going to head out to go see our clients and help them with their internal algorithm and their thoughts, emotions, actions. We're going to do the deep work. And some of you might have heard that we're doing an identity recode immersion experience kicking off on January 13th. You'll want to head over to LinkedIn, DM me recode, or reach out to Christina with a K at execupgrades.com and save your spot. We're doing maybe 10 spots. And we'll go into the deep work of really deconstructing your old identity, because it's not going to get you where you want to go. Reconstructing a new one and really building a sustainable plan for the new year so you can crush your goals. And I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Have a great day, everyone. See you tomorrow on the Career Report.